Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for June 9th, 2018. Today I'll be discussing two recent blogs with new articles and videos that address the global evolution revelations that are shaping the future of our planet. The most recent compendium is called Law of One and Global Community, The Path of Ascension for Humanity. And the previous compendium videos and articles from almost a week ago is called An Upgraded System is the Solution. So I'll go into this upgraded system first because it's like prelude to the path of ascension for humanity. And I know this is big picture stuff. It's what I do on Cosmic Love a lot. Somebody's got to do it. I can't think of anything better to do. But first, here's my cosmic weather report for our global village tonight. For new listeners to the show, I'm referring to the quantum field, astrology, psychology as the cosmic weather for the Earth at this time. Currently, there are several unique quantum configurations with the geometry of energies creating what's called a finger of God that focuses higher mental comprehension of the global regeneration process, now in process worldwide. And this is going on in through the evening. This is kind of an energy that some people will be congruent with. We're talking about this finger of God with different planets in a, it's called a Yod geometry with two angles focusing into the sun in Gemini, which is conjunct Mercury, which is where the higher mental the regenerative processes come in, and potential comprehension for people tune into that kind of phenomena, which is largely what my show goes into as a general rule, but it is really focused now. And this is kind of the weather going on right now for people can tune in to the energies in this regard. There's also two other geometric patterns in the heavens as I speak. There's a T-square and what's called a creative triangle, which is lasting throughout the evening. Both these energetic patterns combine the resonant frequencies of planets from deep space energies combined that are can be summed up with their different placement of the deep space energies and the planets involved with two words, love power, power of love. Then this can translate to behavior in a myriad of ways. I mean, this is the power of the Holy Spirit of love in action. It's the Holy Spirit of real community that happens when a local group or a global social network has an open forum of interactive communications with a universal interface that represents the universal language of light, the language of consciousness, with a cosmic law frame of reference for universal love at the heart of real community. And this universal love with universal light language is the law of one, as at-one-ment or atonement at the heart of the path of ascension. Anyway, that's the cosmic weather overview, a little bit far out there, but that's, you know, the cosmic love perspective as I see it. Some will appreciate it more than others. Those who follow the show occasionally are probably aware that many of my shows in 2018, since the first of the year, have been a personal review of my weekly blog to those on my in-house Cosmic Love email list. So, again, for those who are listening new, anyone can join or leave the Cosmic Love list simply by emailing Cosmic Love, in one word, cosmiclove at mcn.net. So, love to put you on the list. And when you have had enough or not interested anymore, you know, you can always ask to get off the list and it'll be done. So, I'm with the show. As for the first blog article, it's got some embedded videos and different information that you can access. And this will be in the show notes, or you can just go to heartcom.org and the Heartcom Network link and get the whole inventory of recent articles. And these articles in particular that I'm referring to, first one being an upgraded system, is the solution. So kind of the overview of what I'm talking about, there's, you know, those who are following what's going on in the deep state and the high state, what's going on in the collective consciousness with the media, the media in the United States, you know, what we're witnessing going on in mainstream versus alternative media, we can see that deep state perception deception is disintegrating, and high state perception correction is integrating. The whole truth is being outed, and that's neutralizing the big lie. And fearless faith in the process transmutes faithless fear. So this is a process of global evolutionary ascension. The systemic upgrade begins with pure intention and focuses attention with love retention in a dimension of 5D comprehension. Now, these are concepts, the different dimensions of comprehension and the processes involved, the processes of consciousness, something that is discussed on the show Cosmic Love on a regular basis, and in particular in regard to the different compendiums of articles and videos I'm providing and discussing, goes into this subject because the conscious evolution, revolution, revelations that are going on, the great unveiling, you know, the big shift that's going on in the collective consciousness of humanity right now, a lot of people are interested in it. They want to know what's going on. And so I've been giving with my weblog, I've been giving updates, you know, weekly, and then discussing this on my Cosmic Love show. And recently, different articles that I've had on this are regarding, you know, what I call the good news, you know, kind of a common sense emerging in the collective consciousness. That's one of the articles that you can read at this compendium on the upgraded system is the solution. And there's another article from ChuckBaldwinLive.com who gives some pretty amazing insight into what's really going on behind the scenes. And he has an article on Congress just said no to a war with Iran. All this, you know, warmongering going on in the Middle East, you know, and all these forces trying to, you know, deep state forces trying to move towards, you know, World War III in the Middle East and with Iran and in Syria and all that stuff. Well, Congress finally just had enough of it, said no to it. You know, they've actually passed a resolution, no war with Iran. An interesting article, May 31st, just about a week ago. So that's one of the articles that you can read more about if you're interested. Then there was another compendium back about a week ago that I did referenced in my last show. I believe it was my last show or since then, but it was on disclosure, co-creation, and ascension. You know, there's what's going on with this disclosure project. You know, disclosure of, you know, all the fake news, the deep state, and all that stuff, and what's going on with that process and this co-creation process of global humanity with the internet. You know, with the ongoing evolution, revolution, revelations, and what's going on in that process, which is all a function of what's being called the ascension process. The evolutionary ascent of consciousness is a function of this new media, this new alternative media, the internet media, which is an ongoing update, upgrade of our awareness of what's really going on that's not being reported in the deep state, fake news, you know, and all of fake science and BS belief system that's being put out by the deep state. So some people are interested in that, and I did do a podcast regarding that subject. And for my previous show, that was 2 weeks ago. You can read about that, where I discussed that subject of disclosure, co-creation, and ascension. So in this system upgrade article, I referenced several things that are going on with the 2018 global upgrade. And for neophytes or newbies to the show or to my list, the article I provide at System Upgrade is perhaps too futuristic for some people to be believable. I'm just being honest. But for initiates who have been following this subject, you know, on the show or in the blog from the email list will understand that the holistic conceptual frames of reference for 2018 upgrade, for those who understand what's been going on since the first of the year with, you know, the 2018 global upgrade, this is a good summary of this article that I'm going through now is a good summary of capabilities for systemic transformation for virtually our core social, political, and economic institutions. That's saying a lot, but I'm going to, you know, be, you know, giving some highlights to this subject. First one being regarding the new currency that's been introduced. And there's an article, the new U.S. currency is already in our money supply. And this article is from almost a year ago. I mean, have you noticed or heard about this, that there's a currency reboot back to ownership by the U.S. Treasury, and it's been gradual, and you can read about it. Currency, you know, that's in circulation now is being introduced that is actually owned by the U.S. and controlled by the U.S. Treasury and not the Federal Reserve, the privatized Federal Reserve banking system. Some insight there that give you an idea that there's a transition process going on here. And regarding this global currency reset, there's an article that I've also included in the system upgrade report regarding the global reset challenge. This is the title, Global Reset, talking about economic reset challenge. And the ultimate, there's kind of an ultimate twist in the story and goes into it. I'm going to provide a little excerpt from that article, and this is the quote, you know, this global currency reset has 100 steps, and the first 10 to 12 appear complete. This is not a fantasy, but very real and in progress. Its progress is not very visible to most observers, and some important steps are seeing tremendous progress, but they are executed in the East with very little press coverage by the insidious lapdog Western press networks. In other words, the Western press isn't reporting this. It's being largely reported in the East. And we're talking about more so in Europe, of course, Russia, China, and the East, regarding what's going on with this currency reset. They've kind of blacked this out in the West. You know, you were not hearing about in the Western media that the Western economic system is in this process of being rebooted. It's being quiet. I wouldn't say it's being stealth. I mean, they're introducing currency like, you know, new paper currency. It's being introduced quietly, and this change in process is going on. So in this article by Jim Willey from goldenjackass.com, it's quite a name, but those who follow Jim Willey knows that he's been extraordinarily prescient on future events regarding the economy and what's going on behind the scenes, you know, for years. And this is kind of an insightful article. It's a review of many of the reset features that are going on in the economy, but they're in summary form. You know, you've got little, you know, reset feature summaries that you can read in that article. Now, my point of this is that I've been saying for this last year that a successful transition from deep state to high state, from corporatocracy to telecommunity, teleconscience, telecom, telecare, telecommerce, you know, global, you know, TLC relationships will cause this process, this transition will cause only ripples in the ascent of global civility. And we're talking about a successful transition. There'll be some serious ripples, but that this is all part of the process, that no matter how shocking those ripples may appear in the short term, this is a process that we're going to see accelerating, especially in through the fall. Now, this is according to a lot of prescient perspectives from a lot of, you know, people reporting this in the alternative media, what's going on behind the scenes and what's in process. They don't mean to interject fear in the process, but that just to know that there are some changes going on and likely be some bumps in the road ahead. And again, a successful transition from deep state to high state will just be ripples, even though, you know, in the economy, so to speak, and ideally not too serious. I mean, I kind of get ahead of myself. I'm a futurist, and this process takes years. And there's obviously some ripples that are stirring the pot right now with global economics. But this is a process. And as with the internet, most people won't notice the depth of the shift, economic shift, paradigm shift, what's going on, a dimensional shift, a consciousness shift, until it's happened. People won't realize the depth of it. I mean, if you think about it, it took years for the internet to mature from Web 1.0, you know, email, to Web 2.0, social network platforms, and now to the capability of Web 3.0 cyber graphics, cyber ethics. And this is the process that we're talking about, in this report, in previous reports since the first of the year, that there's a major shift going on in the computer internet revolution, into the next phase of the computer internet revolution. And in the larger scheme of this global transformation, this is where Web 3.0 is going. And we're talking about basically, you know, there's kind of a synopsis. We're moving from a devolution of the old system to an evolution of a new system, an upgrade. And we're talking about the shift from deep state dystopia to high state utopia. I'm talking about, you know, like a comparison here of where we're coming from and where we're going. Like, for example, from divisive degeneration to co-creative progress, you know, moving forward. From entropy, which creates chaos, to syntropy, you know, the creation of order. And from, we're moving from less conscience, you know, like immoral policies, to more conscience, moral policies. From less freedom tyranny to more freedom, thrival. And this is the movement towards universal cosmic law, universal law language, universal law of the angles, language of the angels. I mean, at the heart of a TLC evolution, a revolution, an evolution revolution with of TLC. Now, this TLC metaphor that I go into, and people have listened to this show previously, I talk about telecom, telecommunications, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce, emphasizing the TLC. So to reference this, I'm going to go into different aspects of this. You know, like, for example, universal sovereign rights for global telecommunity and what that would look like with an upgrade of five core freedoms. Of course, there's a link on that in an article of what an upgrade of five core internet freedoms will look like with real net neutrality reality for us, all of us, as U.S. United Sovereigns of Earth. We're also talking about a universal interface for global teleconscience. And this universal interface, you know, the model of a universal interface, what that looks like, how that works, there's a link on that with an in-depth article on this universal interface for mass-to-mass communications. And, you know, the concept of that, the vision of that, the implications of that, the effect of that, we're really talking about culture and conscientious common sense. You might say education of the heart with heart coherence. And we're talking about heart coherence as like a, and there's a video, if you click on that heart coherence, there's a really good video that goes into the understanding of the fabric of the holographic universe, the fabric of the energy field, and that the coherence is the golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm. When it's in the frequency of joy and compassion, you know, holy compassion, and you might say TLC, you know, this is actually the fabric of the universe. There is a gold standard, which is coherence, heart coherence, where there's a resonance of the heart. It's of, by, and for the heart. And this is the future of education, heart as well as smart. Global teleconscience, you might say ongoing lifelong education with an interactive interface for involving evolving our individual and collective conscience. And we're talking about the evolution of public education from programming, you know, left brain programming to right brain spherical, intuitive, common sense, you know, consciousness. As it is, you know, there's a cartoon here that is one of my favorite cartoons that kind of represents this, where the teacher's basically clipping these thought forms over the students. You know, there's circular thought forms and rectilinear thought forms, and she's using her scissors to clip these thought forms so that the circular ones, you know, spherical consciousness, are all, you know, rectilinear, you know, basically linear thinking versus spherical thinking. That's the analogy. And this understanding of how left brain dominant linear thinking compartmentalizes the mind with what to think rather than how to think, whereas right brain dominant nonlinear spherical thinking is open to common sense with intuitive knowing. Now, this is the principle of new science called epigenetics. That means it relates to biomimicry, you know, the biomimicry of the hemispheres of the brain, left brain and right brain, as relates to brain function. And, of course, the two hemispheres for the brains are being coordinated, you know, synergized, they're interactive with brain switching at the base of the brain, corpus callosum, and between linear and nonlinear processes, the left and right hemisphere, very quickly, all the time. But if you're left brain dominant, you tend to process what's in the right brain through the left brain linear logical thinking. Whereas if you're right brain dominant, you tend to process linear thinking, you know, thoughts, you know, thought forms and you know, logic, you might say. You process from more a right brain intuitive feeling, knowing, you know, an empathic recognition, you know, emotional intelligence rather than the conceptual linear left brain intelligence, you know, intellectual intelligence. So we've all got both of those aspects of ourselves. This tends to be a male-female thing. Women tend to be more right brain dominant. You know, they think with their feelings. And men tend more so, not always. And, of course, you get a lot of women that are alpha females that are like really left brain dominant and basically are more masculine in the way they process information, and it's mixed up. But you know, there's a whole spectrum of people, you know, from left brain dominant to right brain dominant and everything in between. There's a full spectrum. And this is light language, you know, from the linear logical, you know, like Spock in Star Trek, the linear logical left brain thinking to Scotty in Star Trek, which is more emotional, you know, more emotional reaction to the thought processes. And of course, Captain's right in the middle, and he's balancing left and right, you know, with ideally just like green and yellow, and they're in the middle of the color spectrum. There's the balance point, you know, where you know when to thrust with power or logic, or when to cohere with love. And again, women tend to be more right brain dominant. Men tend to be more left brain dominant. Men tend to feel with their thinking. And they say women tend to think with their feelings. And this may too be too obtuse for some people hearing it for the first time, but biomimicry, the new science of biomimicry goes into this a lot. The understanding of how this, the brain structure is like a holographic representation of thought processes. And again, you get there's a lot of examples of a lot of males that are like omega males. They're very sensitive males, and they're more right brain dominant. And you've got examples of, conversely, you've got alpha females who are very command and control oriented, and they feel what they're thinking more so than thinking with their feelings. It's a blend. It's a mix, and it's a good way of basically sorting out at a very basic level the processes of consciousness within oneself and others of how they're processing from more of a left brain dominant or right brain dominant perspective. Now, I see this all the time in country swing dancing with different ladies I'm dancing with, and sometimes, you know, the ladies I'm dancing with are alpha females. They really want to lead. They will follow. Just like if I'm a really good leader, I'm a good follower. I mean, I'm balanced with my feminine side, and I can tune into the thresholds of tolerance for being led, you know, by the one I'm dancing with. So life is the dance. This is going on, you know, whenever you have a relationship with anyone, it's a dance. And how they process information and how you process information, there's that dance going on. And then a good leader is a good follower. Servant leaders are good followers. They can tune into what, so to speak, their followers, you know, what what is good, the rights for one individual is right for all individuals. You know, the idea of what you believe for oneself, in as far as rights go, the natural rights, and you believe for all people. If it's a real universal right. Well, I'm getting off the subject here, but I wanted to reference this understanding of teleconscience as an understanding of this basically education of the heart in global social networks, in communication processes, in community. And social networks are like communities. And with upgrade of our core freedoms of speech assembly to petition government, you know, and a net neutrality upgrade of our core internet freedoms, we will see this understanding play out in social networks of lifelong ongoing education as a function of the communication process itself. You know, how we come into unity, how we come into community. Well, the same principle of universal health care or universal self-care with global telecare gets into a whole other dimension of universal communications that are now possible with the internet. And this concept of global telecare, healthcare, access to good information for healthcare on a website that you can go to, and basically for all individuals that have the same type of metabolic type and current symptom profiles, you'll be able to see what's working best. And it's like wisdom of the crowd. You know, people can share their information of what results they're getting from different protocols provided on the website that you can choose from as far as different healing modalities or combinations thereof, whether it be homeopathic, naturopathic, chiropractic, allopathic, or some eclectic combination. You'll be able to see the results of that, what's working best, so you can make a choice, you know, well-informed choice. And it's a self-correcting, self-perfecting system. As more people use a system of global telecare for global holistic healing, individual and collective, you'll be able to see the vision of that alone as a process for personal and planetary healing. I mean, for billions of people, online netizens, you know, the technology is now available, is there, and I provide a video at that website, as well as an in-depth article explains how that's now possible, global holistic healing. For billions of people that are online and can access information with well-informed choice, with the freedom of choice to know better and do better, you know, for upgrading their holistic health. And that which heals the individuals, you know, basically heals the collective, you know, provided, you know, available to global medicines worldwide. We're talking about free online services because it has the yellow pages, you know, an online yellow pages for service providers of the different holistic modalities in your local area. It's kind of an eBay for holistic health, you know, and products and services that are available. And of course, that pays for this free online, web-based platform, you know, that shares the wisdom of the crowd of what's working best, kind of an empirical database standard for the analysis, management, and treatment of disease. So that's a vision, you know, for global holistic healing that represents another aspect of TLC, you know, global telecare. Well, another dimension of these universal love, universal TLC, can be seen with universal cyber ethics for global telecommerce. Now we're talking about an upgrade of conscience currency, the currency of conscience, and this relates to the language of consciousness itself. You know, for basically for coming into unity, you know, co-creation. And in terms of commerce, we're talking about a good trade. You know, the communications of values that can be exchanged with fairness, with the language of consciousness being the mediator, the currency of conscience. What that looks like, how that works for global telecommerce. Now, we're talking about new economic models that are evolving. They're evolving with new cyber ethics regarding blockchain technology and cryptocurrency, you know, alternative currencies. You know, and all currencies are emerging just like alt media has been emerging, alternative media, you know, with the internet, where people getting upgraded news, you know, like weekly, like I provide with my blogs and with this show, where I reference these upgrades that are going on. This is alternative media that you don't get anyplace else. I mean, when I say that, the mainstream media doesn't report, you know, a tenth of what I talk about, you know, in these reports, because this is stuff breaking videos and articles, you know, week to week, that deal with where things are going, not, you know, hold that line, you know, maintain the status quo, you know, of the deep state, you know, the corporatocracy, you know, ownership and control, you know, with the pyramid of power, with, you know, the corporatocracy at the top, you know, basically owning and controlling the human and physical resources of humanity, you know, through corporate ownership. I mean, what's the alternative to that? Well, the alternative to that is social conscience emerging and being cultured and being involved and evolved in our social networks. And that's the process with this interactive interface, this universal interface, and the language of light, of consciousness, again, relating to that full spectrum from left brain to right brain, as the language of consciousness that can be referenced with the alphanumeric keyboard on your touch tone telephone, or your alphanumeric keyboard on your computer or on your smartphone, you know, hitting three numbers in sequence with a little application that references a dot and a cube, this 3D cube, which is like the 3D holodeck between your ears, you know, from upper brain to lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain. I've talked about this a lot in former shows. Some of you have followed that and read the articles with the links that go into the holodeck of that energy field of light, language, brightness scale from upper brain to lower brain, the color spectrum, left brain to right brain, and the pattern recognition of, like, depth of field, you know, from forebrain forebrain to rear brain, you know, or from hindsight to foresight. There's a whole dimension there which references evaluation criteria for videos that you can watch, a YouTube video, and evaluate at any time, referencing the language of your own consciousness in your holodeck with three numbers in sequence, creating a dot and a cube and a little 3D graphic showing the field of response of all the people up to that time that have responded. So when you put in your response, you can see like a dot, your own personal dot in a field of dots, and how the collective consciousness is agreeing or disagreeing or being polarized or coming together, coming into unity, you know, like community or not, you know, with heart coherence or not, you know, and what that means, the implications for real community, you know, involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience as a social network community, you know, objectifying that with the language of light of consciousness. You know, it's a function of, you know, the holodeck between your ears. Now, some people can follow this from having heard it several times and have read the articles that go into explaining this. And I provide the links in this article on system upgrade, and particularly this next article I'm coming to that goes into the law of one and global community, the path of ascension for humanity. But to finish up this article on, you know, the system upgrade, we're talking about a process of universalizing the TLC connection, you know, for 2018 global upgrade. And when I say the TLC connection, again, I'm talking about telecom, telecommunications, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, health, holistic health, telecommerce, you know, the upgrade of global economics with blockchain technology for secure exchanges of information and value with commerce. And we're talking about you know, this new cryptocurrency is emerging. There's going to be pockets of this, you know, new economy emerging, just like already we've got new currency being integrated, as I referenced earlier in the show, that's in circulation. But people don't realize that this is all in process. This is like progressive revelations. This is, you know, this is happening. This is coming. And we're talking about a global dimensional paradigm shift, like the understanding of where it's going is a 3D orientation with 4D in time that defines a 5D, you know, fifth dimensional shift in consciousness with effective sensory perception. I'm talking about ESP, but not extrasensory perception. There's nothing effect or extra about effective sensory perception. I mean, you've got it or you don't. But the coordinates for that, what that looks like and how that works, that's what's evolving with the language of consciousness, language of consciousness, and for involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience with a capital C, as in becoming conscious of how we are conscious, individually and collectively, with the language of consciousness. So this is coming to the World Wide Web of consciousness near you. This is the future, and it's what we make it. That's why the gift of the now is the present. So take it. I mean, you. And there's a video here, a recent video, as Synchronicity would have it, that came out. Was a dictation from David Christopher Lewis back on about a week ago, and it was a dictation from Jesus, the Ascended Master Jesus. Some people who may have a little problem with this, but you know, watch the video. See if it speaks to you. Jesus is saying in this video that you are free to let go of your past and embrace your future within the eternal now, in this present moment of your life. That's the point. The system upgrade begins with getting past the past. Let go of those records. You know, process the past traumas and let them go. Bless and release. And see if those words from Jesus, ring true to you. You're stepping through the veil in this heart stream and laying the foundation for a golden age with, you know, dealing with those old records. You know, clear the past, clear the record in the present. This is the gift of the now. That's why they call it the present. It's the gift. And so hold the vision of this process, embrace the virtue, make the vow with valor and claim the victory of the shift from the deep state to the high state. This is like the L to the O in the V. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis, integration of TLC in four dimensions of the creative ascent process toward the capstone. So that's kind of the orientation to universal rights in the public sphere, co-creating global telecom. And after this article at the bottom, kind of a footnote, I referenced an article I just found as well. This was actually from April 5th from Medium.com, a phenomenal article on the Jungian archetypal perspective that's of this cultural phenomena that's going on with the shift to universal rights in the public sphere. Kind of like, you know, this collective consciousness emerging, this collective awareness of what's called the archetypal hero's journey. This is an in-depth perspective on the high road to understand cultural dynamics shaping our lives. And there's archetypal processes involved here. And I talked about some of them above. This is kind of a summary of these concepts of the left brain, the L, and the L-O-V-E in this love model. The L, the linear consciousness, the left brain is kind of a father masculine logical archetype. Right brain is more the mother feminine intuitive archetype. The V and the L-O-V is a combination of the L and the O, like thesis, antithesis, like the child, the synthesis of the father and the mother. It's like co-creation. It's like mediation from left brain to right brain. And it's a balancing, you know, the co-creation, ideally the best of both worlds, the synergy in the whole brain, which is the E and the L-O-V-E, the archetype of the E, which is like a square represented symbolically, the E and the L-O-V-E, the love model as a square with the cross through the center and a circle in the very middle, so that the integration of the L-O-V, which represents the whole brain, the principle of integration or individuation, as Jung calls it. So there's a cultural phenomena and this archetypal perspective. Those who are into Jung will appreciate this article by way of Jordan Peterson, who's quite a phenomenon right now in the media, the alternative media. People, the initiates, and those who are initiates listening know who you are. You have a higher mental mastery, and those who do will appreciate this article from, you know, about the Jordan Peterson phenomena. It's a fascinating article, video, and you might really appreciate that. So that's this article on system upgrade. And that brings us to, I'm going to try and wrap this up now in the next 10 minutes, ideally, on the law of the one and global community. This is the path of ascension for global humanity. This is a real keynote right now. This is kind of a summary. This is a systems upgrade, upgrade vision from the shift that's going on in 2018 in the collective consciousness from a kind of a victim-dictum to victory virtues. Victim-dictum to victory virtues. I love playing with words like that, but, you know, it kind of gets out of the box of way of thinking about things. It's a different way of thinking about things. There's this process that's basically going from stuck in negativity to a positive, upward, mobile spiral going viral in terms of, the high state coming from the deep state. So as a preface to this, I'm going to give this rather quickly. It's helpful for spiritual initiates to comprehend that we are multidimensional beings. I mean, powerful divine spirit beings completing a great cycle, a dawning phase of astonishing global upgrade, global ascension of real community. And we can hold the immaculate vision of victory, the proactive evolutionary ascent process, or by default, we can react with victim-dictum and bring our worst fears and SIN upon us, as sin is then stuck in negativity. So keep the faith, hold the vision, the virtue, and valor for the victory of global community. This is why I ended the last article on system upgrade, the beginning of this one. This is an update debriefing as of June 9th, today, 2018. And since the first of the year, I've referenced the Law of the One in numerous videos and articles in the 2018 Global Upgrade. And this Law of One, you know, atonement at one-ment as atonement, represents the spirit of the law. The spirit of the law of God, love, source, as symbolized by the circle, the spherical nonlinear global principle in the geometrized love model, the L-O-V-E, the circle. That's referencing the Law of the One. Now, those who read the link on this article, Law of the One, that are provided in this article that I've provided in the show notes and that you can go to and read in this the most recent article today at heartcom.org, HeartCom Network, you can scroll down and read this in detail because there's graphics, there's links, there's symbols that orient this understanding of the Law of the One, the Law of One, the Law of Two and One, you know, polarity, not duality, which is in the linear L of the love model, the Law of the Three and One, and we're talking about synergy, not the dialectic, in the Trinity, synergy in the Trinity, and the V in this love model, and the Law of the Four and One, you know, the integration of the L, O, and V in each of the four sides of the E, the square. Again, we're talking about geometrized principles. And, you know, it's easier to understand it through reading and seeing the graphics and seeing how that relates to and how this leads to the fifth principle, the fifth dimension, as this metaphor of the capstone, the creative, you know, the acronym of the creative ascent process for personal planetary self-elevation as upward mobile salvation with effective sensory perception. And again, there's nothing extra about it when you've got it. So I've got a video here. I just found that this last week. It's actually from more than a year ago, but there's been more than 2.25 million views since November of 2016 when this video came out. And it's called, Is ESP Real? And the byline is what the deep state does not want you to know, because this was a banned TED talk about psychic abilities. Is ESP real? This is mind-blowing. And you'll understand why it was the mainstream media. You know, TED talk has become a big mainstream leader in the, so to speak, alternative media, but it was banned because of deep state influences that don't want people to know about ESP and how we've all got it. How it's been suppressed, how it's like those are the wings that have been clipped by formal education that wants to compartmentalize what to think rather than holistic, intuitive how to think. So this is a big subject, and this video explains this. I mean, the modern psychic science, the science of psychic abilities, psychic development, and it, you know, and how it has confirmed ancient metaphysics. I mean, if you look at a lot of the founders, Sir Francis Bacon, Sir Roger Bacon, founders of the scientific method, and Sir Isaac Newton, these, you know, brilliant scientists back then, well, they were all metaphysicians. They were all into the occult. They were all into the mysteries. They were astrologers. They were into the quantum field, understanding of how it's all connected. Well, that's all been divided by modern science. It's been all compartmentalized. You know, like spirituality separate from psychology, which is different from, you know, physiology and health. Healthcare is like almost largely they've separated from the, you know, the connection to the mind and the emotions. You know, and we're not taught about emotional intelligence in the public education system or the public school system. I mean, the public education system. So we're taught what to think rather than how to think. Well, this is the future. It's coming back to quantum everything. Quantum, it's all energy, and the quantum science is emerging. And basically, this is, you know, this is a high state of knowledge, of consciousness and how it works. There's really the processes of consciousness. And this is where it's going, and of course, you know, we're talking about the deep state. The problem with how, you know, it considers the high state as an existential threat to, you know, the status quo. You know, they're trying to hold that line. You know, the way we think about everything, which is like status quo. Duh. I mean, dense, unconscious, and heartless. Because there are ways to heal the holistic health system. There are ways to heal the education system. There are ways to heal the global commerce and the global economic system. And they're emerging, but there's all this deep state dissonance and fear and you're trying to hold that line and maintain control through fear and if not terror. And we've seen that, and people are waking up to this worldwide, and it's getting old, and it's changing. And there's rapidly changing with this new spherical consciousness that we're a global village. It's an instant everywhere interactive global village. There's no time or space. And, you know, we're all in this together, and the rights of the individual, you know, should be, you know, common to, you know, the rights of all. And this is, goes back to the Thomas Paine, who sparked the American Revolution with common sense. And he says, give to every other human being every right that you claim for yourself. He says that's his doctrine. I mean, we're talking about Thomas Paine, who said, you know, the mind once enlightened cannot again become dark. And this is what's going on. People are becoming enlightened all over the planet. You know, there are billions of them, you know, online and connected, and where they have a sense of community. This is where it's going. You know, we know this. Common sense would say this. You know, there's universal language capabilities for translation of all languages through people coming into unity, through community, through social network communities. And Thomas Paine also said, governments arise either out of the people or over the people. Well, the internet's now making it possible for people, for government to arise out of the people. It creates a global village in principle, and it now the capabilities for a universal interface for interactive global telecommunications will culture cooperative co-creation in practice, you know, real community, social network, unity and diversity. So we're talking about upgrade of five core internet freedoms. This is what's in process, and it's happening already. Different aspects of freedom of speech, assembly to petition government. It's going global through social network communities, and it's an online process. And we're talking about universal rights in our global village, unity and diversity, as was said on the Great Seal of the United States of America when it was founded, e pluribus unum, out of many one, unity, out of many one, one, you know, the law of one, unity and diversity, us, for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth, global village. Community, social network, the law of one. So back to Thomas Paine, he said, in common sense, we have it in our power to begin the world over again. Well, that's where we're at, folks. Couldn't say it better. So keep the faith, you know, see the good, you know, make it so. And happy trails till we meet again. And keep in touch. See you later. Bye now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love. And the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.